Rain like crazy. It's gonna rain plantations. It's gonna rain brown arms. I got a bad feeling. It's gonna blow forever. It's gonna blow bandanas.
I got a bad feeling it's gonna blow sky high. That was Laura Love with a song called Bad Feeling off of her CD Octoroon, and my name is Mev, and this is the Lesbian Power Authority on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, 106.7 FM in St. Paul. And this program is supported by KFAI listener members and Lavender Magazine, serving the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and friends. Lavender Magazine is distributed bi-weekly throughout the Twin Cities and the region, and their phone number is 871-2237. And why do I have such a bad feeling? Well, you know, for those of you who are regular listeners, last week I was sort of reveling in leftover vacation good feeling, and, you know, pretty much that has stayed with me, but it's been kind of a hectic week for me with all the things that I've had to do, and, you know, the news out there just isn't good. That's what the bad feeling is all about, between the elections and stuff that's going on internationally with the banking world, banking crisis, and the fiasco that's going on in D.C. with Clinton and Kenneth Starr and the tapes and the release of the video and on and on and on and on. And, you know, with all this stuff that's going on with Clinton, I keep wondering if we're not being distracted from things that are, you know, really important. Now, as a feminist and a lesbian, of course, I have a lot to say and think about Clinton, and I just don't want to get into it because, the whole thing just kind of makes me nauseous in terms of what's going on and some of the political... it's sort of multi-layered, you know. On the one hand, the stuff that's going on in the personal life of the Clintons and Monica Lewinsky and all the rest of it, you know, there's a part of me that just doesn't really want to know about it. But, you know, obviously as a feminist, there's lots to say about those kinds of things. But at the same time, there's all this problem of what's going on with the political system and the legal system in relation to the political system and all the rest of it. And so there's a part of me that just doesn't want to know. And so I have really been trying not to pay attention. For those of you who don't want to know, don't look at the news tomorrow, because they're probably going to be showing clips of Clinton and his testimony that he made before the grand jury. I think they're supposed to be releasing that video tomorrow. I don't know. What I really want to know is, while all of this is going on, what's going on in the rest of the world that we're being distracted from? Because I know that there is some problem with the world banking institutions. There was a bombing in Afghanistan a while ago. Notice how that disappeared from the news. There's lots of things that I think that are not getting reported to us because we are basically being distracted by what I am calling public pornography. You know, I just think that the whole thing, the tapes and everything that's in them, is just, you know, government-sanctioned mass pornography, and I think it's horrific. So I'm reacting and in the music tonight. That's what the bad feeling is from Laura Love. And I'm going to play a lot of music tonight on kind of that same theme. For those of you who are wondering where Mathia is this evening, she had an opportunity to go out of town unexpectedly to visit some friends. She was able to hitch a ride with some other folks. So she took the opportunity. So she's out having a good time tonight. So that's where she is, for those of you who are missing her voice. And I'll just be here this rest of the evening just spinning some tunes and sort of offering my musical critique of what's going on in the political system right now. I've got some angry music from some angry dykes here. And we're going to start off with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And the song is called You Got a Problem.
Thank you. Bye.
Who would have known that Sue Fink would have been so prophetic? That song was actually written back in the mid-80s. That was Sue Fink off an album called Big Promise, and that was the title cut. And an old album. Yep, actually spinning some vinyl here. Before that, we heard Melissa Etheridge with 2001 off of her CD Never Enough. And before that, we heard from Dionne Ferris with a song called Reality off of her Seed, Wild Flower. And we started off with Joan Jett, You Got a Problem. And for those of you who might just be tuning in, this is a Lesbian Power Authority, and I'm offering some musical commentary on what's happening in Washington, D.C. and around the world. So, I don't know, just kind of seemed to fit that Big Promise, Big Deal. And right now we're going to turn to some more music, and we're going to go to a group called the Super... Oh, actually, the band is called Common Bond, and the CD is called Super Elastic Acoustic Plastic. And the song we're going to hear is the Sinner's Brigade.
Thank you. Janet Cook, she wrote a story to get herself a lot of glory. Well, she won a Pulitzer Prize till they found out the story was a pack of lies. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You can't believe what you read. Then everybody was throwing blame at old Ben Bradley of Watergate fame. He's the editor of the Washington Post, the paper people look up to the most. Then there was scandal coast to coast. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You can't believe what you read. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You just can't believe what you read. The Herald and I read the Times, and everything I read is a pack of lies. I read the Herald and I read the Times, everything I read is a pack of lies. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You can't believe what you read. Janet Cook, she wrote a story to get herself a lot of glory. Well, she won a Pulitzer Prize till they found out the story was a pack of lies. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You can't believe what you read. You just can't believe what you read.
Another man wrote his word. Yeah, another man wrote his word. The truth. Weakness, and what bring on brethren's heartless? There's no perfect, you know.